This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Many people in Addison County were saddened this week to learn of the unexpected death of Dr. Alan Ayer. Dr. Ayer attended the birth of thousands of babies at Porter Hospital in Middlebury and was beloved for his kindness to patients over his many years of practice. For more than three decades, Dr. Ayer worked at Addison Associates in OBGYN and shared the practice with Dr. James Malcolm, who joins us now on the line. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Good morning.
How long ago was it that you and Dr. Ayer began delivering babies in Addison County?
Well, we met as residents at the University of Vermont in 1971, and Dr. Ayer came back to Addison County in 1979 after I had been here since 1975. So he arrived in 1979, and we practiced together for the next 36 years.
Am I right in understanding that you were the only two doctors delivering babies at Porter Hospital?
We were at the time of transition from general practice physicians doing obstetrics, and I coming to Middlebury in 1975 was the first obstetrician-gynecologist, and when Alan joined me, we practiced together and did almost all of the obstetrics over quite a few years.
You must have been known to just about everybody there.
We touched a lot of families, that's for sure. Probably over the course of our time, both of us delivered probably a little under 12,000 babies between us.
Well, Dr. Ayer was 71 years old and semi-retired when he passed away, but he was still working on a limited basis. Do you know if he had any plans to retire completely from his medical practice?
He had planned basically to stop seeing patients and retire either late summer or early fall.
Dr. Ayer's wife, Claire Ayer, has been a state senator since 2002. She's well known as well around the region. And in his obituary, his family noted how proud that he was of her political career. Was Dr. Ayer himself ever tempted to get into politics or have any interest in it?
Never.
No, not his thing.
We would have many conversations about the politics and nationally or in Montpelier. He was very proud of Claire and very devoted to what it takes to be the spouse or partner of someone who is spending 4 months in Montpelier and lots of other times.
You had such a long working relationship with Dr. Ayer, and he was your friend as well. I know it's difficult, but I wonder if you can share a favorite memory, perhaps, of working with him.
There's so many memories. It's, I think, very hard to share favorite ones. But I think most of it came down to the fact that we were extremely compatible. We trusted each other impeccably. And we would really like always to have the other guy there in a tough case or a tough delivery. And I think those are my favorite memories, is those great successes when we both came out of a tough case and would say, well, that worked well for that patient.
And what was his bedside manner like? I mean, how did he relate with his patients?
I think he was pretty warm and comfortable. Alan had a great work ethic. Both of us saw our patients all the time, and I think we were very compatible in our styles. And he was very comfortable with dealing with patients, and I think patients responded backwards, you know, back to him that way also.
Dr. James Malcolm practiced for many years with Dr. Alan Ayer at Addison Associates, and together they delivered thousands of babies in Addison County. Dr. Malcolm, thank you so much for sharing your memories of Dr. Ayer with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Calling hours for Alan Ayer will be held Friday afternoon in Middlebury, and his funeral is on Saturday.